in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Welcome back.
Let's get started.
Hey, can I say hi to my mom and dad?
Shut up and start talking.
You're a wonderful crowd. It's a Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, April 8th, the appetizer to the weekend. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, guys.
How's everybody feeling on this rainy Thursday?
All right.
Yeah. Ready for a fun show today?
Yeah. I'm ready for some warmer weather, although I do like the rain and things.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of nice. I think people are getting a little down in the dumps with
the
rain.
We can blame it on you because you're the one who likes this stuff and you're really
perpetuating. I like it, but I don't want people to be grumpy. So.
It's going to be pretty nice this weekend.
Yeah, it looks like up to the 60s and 70 possibly by Sunday. So
I got some golfing to do Saturday. Oh, man.
Very nice.
I cannot wait.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Going to a Husker baseball game on Saturday.
Are you? Oh, I'm jealous, dude.
I think we're going tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
I'm jealous of both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll Exciting be super stuff. Fun.
And
yeah, good team. Working on it. Trying to get into the tournament, the round of 64. They got a shot, hopefully.
So, okay, awesome. For those who don't know, what is the reason why we wouldn't be able to get into this?
Because baseball, NCAA baseball, said that any conference... Big Ten only, that decided not to play out of conference, Big Ten, probably wouldn't make the tournament.
Decided not to play out of conference, so they did play out of conference?
No, they decided
they
not
decided
to.
They decided not to, so they're just playing to not within play their out conference.
Of, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, gotcha.
When will Kevin Warren lose his job?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
The thing is he's just a spokesperson
Aggressive.
For the...
Well, yeah, but I mean, when it all comes down to it, like, it's Roger Goodell who's in front of the NFL and the people mm-hmm. that see him,
yeah.
the commissioners for the NBA and the Major League Baseball, like, people are calling for their heads. I just feel like even though it's been pandemic, we've been dealing with everything that's going on, out of everything, our conference looks like a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, yeah. The other conference that looked bad was the Pac-12, and they fired their guy.
See?
Oh, so, no.
Right. I mean, because that's who it's going to be, is the guy in front of everybody.
A lot of times those presidents, I always tell people, like, those presidents, their job is to be a shield for all the, or I'm sorry, the commissioner.
Commissioner.
His job is to be the shield for all the presidents. Like, he takes the arrows.
Ah.
You know, like, he doesn't necessarily get to
job.
Make all
I
the.
I wouldn't want to sign up for that.
They get paid a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay,
I wouldn't
well,
worry
maybe.
About it. Like, so. When people complain about Roger Goodell makes like $40 million a year, and they're like, that's too much. And I'm like, no, it's not. They literally, every time something bad happens in the NFL, one of the owners grab him and put him right in front of it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is your fault.
Take this bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
dang.
Like, you know, he gets paid to be a
Rough.
To get beat up.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right.
That's his job.
That's his job.
Like, why are you picking on me?
Plus,
I'm
could you imagine that dude's in charge of a like $4 billion a year company? $40 million, that's not a ton to be... Think about the stress he goes through on a daily basis.
To be the shield.
Yeah. High stress.
I know $40 million is a ton of money, but when you think about the job he has,
right.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. So, I don't know. I've heard a lot of people like, what is the deal? Why are we... Why do we look like the idiots? And everybody's like, well, Kevin Warren keeps
like
doing
Michigan,
this.
Like, Michigan's chancellor... has had a lot to do with it, and it just, unfortunately, with this virus, like, everybody has a different thought process on what to do, and the Big Ten has been the most conservative by a long shot, so we'll see.
Well, hopefully,
I don't mean that politically, by the way.
Yeah. Hopefully, our baseball team just keeps doing what they're doing and winning games, then if we can just...
it's all they can do.
Squash all of this and just...
Freaking Bolt put together a good squad, man. They're
I'm
fun
excited.
To watch.
It's
if you get a chance to get out, I'd say do it.
I just want hot dogs.
You just want the hot dogs?
Well, I mean, I want them to win, like, I'm just saying, like, I just really, really, really want to go and eat a hot
There's
dog.
There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Sitting at a ballpark,
have a beer
eating
and
a ballpark
dog.
Hot dog. Yeah, and having I can't have beer, unfortunately, but
I know.
Partly
like,
cloudy
in
66 tomorrow night
after.
For your baseball game.
It's going to be nice.
You get to go, but
I got a pregame.
Let's look what we got for today.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Day number double at 7:20. It's Christina and a coworker that we're going to figure out. We'll get into that. We've got JP makes his guest to get you in for the Salt Creek Summer Jam.
Nice.
With Sam Riggs and company coming up this summer. Dumb things you did as a kid. This came out of one of Coryell's Nebraska Knights friends.
Yeah, called into the show.
Called into the show and then had a whole other segment for us. It's just something really stupid he did as a
kid. You love to see it.
And we'll get more free money, too.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Before we get to this dummy, let's get you a chance at free money. Kix Cash every weekday. Yesterday, it was Jane Bradley who was the winner of $1,000. Congrats to that, Jane. You can keep track of the keywords, and every word is another entry into $1,000, and every hour, a new word. Gift.
G-I-F-T.
Yeah, so gift is your word for this hour. Get on our website at KZKX.com for your chance at $1,000 for the Nebraska Corn Board and Kix.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
So there's a guy by the name of Jason Collier. He's the man everybody's talking about right now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
From the Stinnett Police Department in Texas. Sit down and buckle up, my friends. This is going to be a wild ride.
Oh, man.
Apparently, it filled up Facebook and Twitter and this dude's pictures and all kinds of memes about him, including marked safe from Jason Collier trying to lure me into marriage today.
What?
Jason Collier, when he wakes up in the morning, oh, no, it's all falling apart. Apparently, he is a married Texas police chief and minister.
Okay.
Who was busted by his two girlfriends on Facebook after they figured out they were dating the same man. Married, girlfriends.
What?
Police chief and minister. You heard all of that correct.
So he's married and has two girlfriends?
Yes.
Sounds like a lot.
That is way too much to juggle.
Idiot.
Like, why?
Yeah, what is he thinking?
Like, I just don't get that. That's too much.
A local Texas woman who believed she was the only woman dating him was in shock when she discovered on Facebook that he'd been seeing another woman at the same time. This lady's name is Cicely Steinmetz.
Okay.
So meaning he had two girlfriends who recently just found out about each other, and he's married with kids.
Oh,
so that is, he's got four women that have come forward without saying that they thought they were the only ones dating him now.
Wait, hold on.
Right. It advances to the point where now it keeps getting bigger and bigger. He not only has one wife, he now has two wives.
What?
Three fiancés.
What?
15 girlfriends, and none of them knew about each other.
He must be a catch.
He doesn't look like it, but okay.
He must have personality for days.
Yeah, something like that.
I guess so.
Did you see he was on Dr. Phil 2 weeks ago?
No way, really? He's on Dr. Phil.
Here's his quote, because he wanted people to know it wasn't as bad as most people are making it sound like.
Oh, he said, I'm quote, sure.
Quote, he didn't lie to justice.
Sorry, your yeah, mic you cut out. What did you just say?
He said he didn't lie to just his wife and the girlfriend. He lied to his wife and a girlfriend and another girlfriend and another girlfriend. Okay. He had a lot of balls in the air, according to Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
But then he asked him, how many of them did you propose to? Here was his answer. Well, we would talk about marriage and things, but actually coming out and saying, will you marry me? I don't remember asking. Yeah, I never know. I mean, I could have like jokingly said something in a text and then they ran with it.
What?
But I didn't actually ask anybody.
He's a collector right. Like Pokemon.
Right. He's got to catch them all in down in Texas. Well, now he's so officially funny. Been arrested and put on administrative leave. And the
it illegal to marry like a bunch of people at the same time? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Is it?
I think it is. You can't. It's not a good thing.
I guess tax purposes.
He also being arrested for fraudulent marriage annulment.
Yeah.
He claimed that he had an annulment to Cicely. And Cicely's like, hey, he presented me with this annulment document. And the cops are like, hey, can we see that?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Oh,
so,
man. You know, and I don't want to be that person, but like just looking, right. he isn't a whole lot to write home about.
That's
kind of rude.
Oh, you're that
he's
person.
Handsome, sure, but like he just, I don't get it.
Can you imagine?
Like, his beard isn't even that good.
Right.
At what point did he, like, sit there and, like, his best friend's like, dude, let's go golf this week. And he goes, I've got eight wives. You know how many honey-do lists I have to get done this weekend?
You don't understand. I have, my life now is just completing those lists.
In my head, it was going to be wrestling all the time with eight different women.
It's probably what I thought it was going to be.
Yes, he did. And instead, it's a whole bunch of honey-do lists.
Right.
And like all sorts of crap he's got to get done.
He's cleaning out Sicily's gutters. He's got to go over and help Christy with the piping. He's got to go over and help Katie with the laundry. It's one thing after another.
JP always has to help out with the piping.
Girlfriends, wives, and fiancés.
Just be glad that you're not with Jason Collier.
Gotta catch them all.
You say that.
Next, go.
Perfect.
Next, with the J.P. Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Really is like that. He's got to see how many he can collect.
Like, oh, I'll keep this one. This is a rare one.
Man.
Coming up, we'll get
what
you
the
nitty gritty for Music City as we caught new music for you.
Get up, y'all. This is J.P. Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Well, Blake Shelton has a message to his mullet. Brad Paisley reflects on his marriage. Trisha Yearwood ditches the glam, and there's new music from Taylor Swift with Maren Morris.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good up, Coriel.
Hello. Blake Shelton is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his first number one hit, Austin.
Nice.
Somebody out there is like, wow, that makes me feel old. So 20 years ago, his first number one hit, Austin. He was asked what advice he'd give to his younger self if he was able to talk to a younger Blake Shelton.
Okay.
And he went with a very carefully worded and very thoughtful message about life's lessons. No, I'm just kidding. He went into a silly joke immediately. He says, quote, I would have told that kid, hey, man, the mullet's not as cool as you think it is. Although.
Yeah. Not at that time.
Not at the time.
Compared to now.
But now. It's like ironic and cool and fun to have one.
That's right.
But apparently he would go back and save a little bit of embarrassment too.
Although, but that did make him stand out.
It's iconic from him. So, well,
and a lot of people, like when he started putting out party songs and whatnot, that's you're like, ah, dude, that guy with the mullet knows how to party.
Yeah.
They didn't think much about the guy with the cowboy hat standing there. It's the guy with the mullet.
It was the mullet.
Yeah,
that's how he feels personally. I think it was fine. Yeah, he should own that. He did admit that he and the mullet should not have burned the candle at both ends. He even says like he lived his life to the max, like just on the grind 24/7. And he said, "quote It's probably why I ran out of battery so soon." So Brad Paisley and his wife Kimberly Williams Paisley celebrated their 18th wedding anniversary last month, and they're opening up about the secret to their success. Some of that means having similar sense of humor and things like that, and then also getting to spend more time together during the pandemic was absolutely awesome and also a little different.
We had a lot more family time, you know, family ping pong tournaments, family dodgeball tournaments. Having him home, it's been great. He's been very much more involved in like the day-to-day.
She says having him home, it's been great.
It's been great.
There's a little bit of surprise, there's a little bit of that's enough.
He cleans toilets.
I can do that.
He cleans toilets and never complains about that. He's even doing a lot more dishes, which I'm so grateful for.
I'm not grateful for that.
Dude.
So you can tell Brad Paisley's like, I'm home now. And wait, it isn't just a wild ride of just fun and hanging out with the family the whole time.
Right.
Kimberly's going to put me to work. And I got to do a little bit of work.
It's a shock at first. And then all of a sudden, like through the pandemic, you got stronger and better. But I'll tell you, those first few months, it was tough.
Oh, man.
It was tough. My poor wife was like, oh, God, Nick's home all the time. What, I'm not used
what
to
what do
this.
I do now? Do I set up a play date with the guys across the street? How do I get them out of the house?
How do I get them out of here?
That's real. Play date?
But, you know. Now it's nice. It took a minute to get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it in her voice.
Even though the celebrities, I know, I feel like there's a reason why she specifically drilled down on the fact that he's doing more dishes and it's nice.
Yes.
Oh, man, I love it. So Trisha Yearwood recently posted a glamorous selfie to announce that exciting things are coming. So this is like a two-parter. It's like, ooh, yay, exciting things are coming from Trisha Yearwood. And also, too, she looks so glamorous and awesome. And apparently there were just comments doting on how great she looked. And maybe a few trolls saying stuff like, oh, it must be nice to look good that good every day, blah, blah, blah. Jeez. So then she went and posted another picture, ditching all the glam. And she said, quote, that was after a photo shoot with hair and makeup, lighting, and a filter. It's important for you to know that I have dream days like that, and I also have real days. This is me after a hard workout with my trainer. No glam, no lighting, no filter. And she still looks amazing. She does look a lot different, but it's a very real, natural glow that she has.
Right.
And of course, I shouldn't be surprised at all that Trisha Yearwood just looks amazing no matter what.
Of course.
But also, now, in case you forgot, Eric Church is bringing his Gather Again tour to Lincoln, January 7th, 2022. Yep. You've probably seen it all over your social media and in the news and stuff, but in case you've forgotten, you're just jumping in with us, mm-hmm. Eric Church is going to be in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena January 7th, and those tickets go on sale May 7th. The details are at KZKX.com. And in our nitty a little while ago, I mentioned how Taylor Swift was teaming up with Maren Morris for a tune. And we've got that for you today.
All right.
This is called You All Over Me, Taylor Swift with Maren Morris. On the Nitty Gritty for Music City, I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
Once the last drop of rain has dried off the pavement, shouldn't I find a stain? But I never do. The way the tires turn stars on old county roads, they leave a muddy underneath, reminds me of you. You find graffiti on the walls, bathroom stalls, you know, you can scratch it right off. It's how it used to be. But like the dollar in your pocket, it's been spent and traded in. You can't change where it's been. Reminds me of me. I lived and I learned how to use. You clean, I've still got you all over me. The best and worst day of June was the one that I met you, with your hands in your pockets and you don't you wish you had me grin. But I did, so smile. Still got you all over me. I lived and I learned and found out what it was to turn around and see that we were never really meant to be. So you clean, I still got you all over me. I still got you all over me.
next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
That, by the way, new music from Taylor Swift and Maren Morris called You All Over Me.
They sound so amazing together.
Yeah, they really do.
They do.
A good blend of voices.
They mesh well.
We'll see what else comes up with Taylor redoing some of her songs and bringing some of her favorite friends in to help out with it.
Including Keith Urban, who she first got to tour with.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yay.
Some good stuff to start your day. More good things on the way. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of the show.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
And it's time for good things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, titled Good Things. We'll add it to our list. What's yours today, Coriel?
My good thing actually happened in our neighborhood. So I guess maybe with the rain and the wind or something somehow, someone's trash can and whatnot got like kicked over, blown over and whatnot. And it was just like all over the place. But the thing was, this woman was coming down with her children to like take a little walk in between rain, you know?
Okay.
And the kid... I'm not gonna say names exactly, but she's very sweet and she does listen. But I noticed that her kid was like trailing behind her and she was still going forward. So he was back there like picking up the trash.
Uh-huh.
And like literally was about to like eat something.
Oh.
So I literally hollered and I was like, hey. And she looked at me like, what's going on? Like thought something was wrong.
This crazy lady doing.
And I'm just pointing behind her and it's her kid. And she's like, ah! And she went over and got him. But she was like, thank you so much. I'm not terrible, I promise. And I'm like, no, it's okay. But it's
You're
just funny how...
It's just the way it goes.
Yes, it's just funny because, I mean, I guess it was none of my business, but I've noticed in our little neighborhood, we don't all talk a whole lot, like the neighbors necessarily, but everyone's always doing like things like that for each other. And,
yeah.
Anyways, I just thought it was funny that she was just trying her most. She had like,
that.
She had a baby in the stroller. She had another toddler and another one like behind her. She was doing her best, you know?
Right. Gotta get them out of the house and do something.
You know, you gotta do something. She's probably like, it is raining and now it is not. It is time to take this opportunity to tire them out.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is about a man who over the years has been known as Diesel, Shaq Diesel, Shaq Daddy. He's been Shaq Fu, the Big Aristotle, the Big Cactus. He should be called the Big Softy and the Big Nice Guy.
I like the Big Cactus.
Yeah, that That's was when cool he name. Played for the Suns.
Yep.
He was the Big Cactus. But Shaquille O'Neal was caught on video, and not something he wanted to get out, but Shaquille O'Neal likes to, on a daily basis, because this is a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
On a daily basis, he likes to help people out. And in this case, he ran into a dude who was putting his wedding ring on layaway at Zales. And as Shaq was walking by, he just looked at the guy and said, I got you. Like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. And the guy didn't want him to. And Shaq's like, no, man, I got you. You don't need to put a wedding ring on layaway. Other stuff to pay for, so I got it. He also told a story about how a few days earlier, he was at a furniture store. There was this family trying to put furniture on layaway so that they could pay it off and then be able to have furniture at this house. So he just bought it for him. And apparently he does this every day. Here's a little clip of what he was talking about when they asked him about it on TV.
I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. Like, I didn't mean for that to get out because I don't do it for that.
Yeah, he's not doing it for the recognition. He's just a good dude.
Shaq is so cool, man. Oh,
did you hate it when you get caught doing cool things?
Yeah, someone had their cell phone out and was just recording him while he was walking through the mall, which I assume a 7-foot-tall, 380-pound human.
Right.
You know, probably gets
videoed
a lot. It's
hard for him to like make moves under the cloak of night.
He's not incognito.
No, not at all.
But yeah, he's the Big Nice Guy is what his new name is.
Yeah, we like Shaq. My good thing is it's now been 11 years of the day, One Day Without Shoes event with the People's City Mission and Cornhusker State Bank. They put this initiative back in play back in 2011. It was first inspired by Toms, which is a shoe company that donates shoes to a child in need every time a pair of Toms are sold.
Yeah.
So now the Cornhusker Bank wanted to do this as well with the mission, and so they are teaming up again. And between now and April 17th,
cool,
you can go to more than 150 sites beyond just the Cornhusker Bank locations, but like even stopping by here or other places that have the buckets.
Yeah.
And any new or used shoes you want to donate, those will go towards people in need.
I do have a few pairs, so I'll have to bring them in.
We cleaned out our closet when I was selling the house.
Yay!
And just saved up a bunch of. We've got two bags full.
Wow.
That we'll be able to drop off.
I saved them
up on purpose. Well, because, you know, you go from kids, like, they're little, we take pretty good care of their shoes from little kids all the way up, and we never tossed shoes.
Now, this might be a weird question, but, right. Do you think it'd be weird to buy a couple from, like, Goodwill?
Not weird at all. I mean, as long as they're
looking for a home anyways.
Right.
They might as well purchase them.
Yeah. Pastor Tom even says it doesn't have to be good shoes. It can be any kind of shoes.
Hand-me-downs,
whatever it may be.
Or you can get some like sweet Nike kicks if you got the money to fork over. I would do it.
Exactly. So if you'd like to be a part of the Day Without Shoes event, again, more details online at pcmlincoln.org. So you can go there and get more details and be a part of that.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Also, cornhuskerbank.com. That's another big site to be a part of the Day Without Shoes. So there's some good things to start today. 3 minutes away. Are you successful?
We can actually probably tell how successful you are based on how many friends you have.
We'll get into that in 3 minutes. It's Kex.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Kix 96.9.
A lot of us can't live without our friends.
Nah, you need them.
And while you may think the more friends you have, the better off you are, a new report suggests a person only needs a specific amount of friends to be successful in life.
Yes, Robin Dunbar is a British anthropologist and mathematician of relationships, if you will.
A relationship mathematician?
Yes.
That's impressive. Mm.
And actually, there are a lot of factors that go into being successful, obviously. But he says that there's a magic number when it comes to quantity of friends a person needs for success. In fact, if you have too many, it can be a hindrance just as much as having like none at all. His magic number, now don't panic at first, it's a lot, but it breaks down. He says 150.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But within that 150, there are 50 good friends or so. Or sorry, 150 good friends. And within that 150 good friend group that you've got there,
right.
12 to 15 are supportive friends. So a little closer than best, not quite best
your,
friends.
Your
but,
circle, maybe.
But like you're a closer circle,
yeah,
for
the
sure.
Inner circle, yeah.
And then your inner circle, your 5 intimate friends. And these are the friends that like you're so close that you'd probably all agree to donate a kidney or an organ to the other person.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he says that it's like the emotional capital that people can invest in others that makes you so successful. And having that big supportive ring around you can really help. And it that doesn't even include family. It's just friends.
Right.
So when you think about it, I mean, are any of your like, I guess in this day and age they would be, but are most of your Facebook friends then like, technically your success circle?
If that's the case, you guys have almost 5,000 success circle friends.
So we should be very unsuccessful.
And I've got unsuccessful. I'm at 1,200. I had to look. I was like, I have 1,200 friends. It seems like a ton. And then I looked you two up and I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well, and I don't think all of my, not all of my, at least like supportive friends, I think all of my intimate friends necessarily, they all have Facebook, but not all my supportive friends do.
Right. Yeah,
but I don't count my Facebook friends as actual friends. I know that sounds mean, but I don't count them as actual friends. I mean, my friends happen to have Facebook,
right? And a good group of them are people who follow you or are friends with you because of what you do, and so they pay attention to what you do as an influencer more than anything else.
A lot of it literally is just people from high school that I have not talked to or seen since high school, basically. But because Facebook came around. And that was the thing to add each other from, you go from MySpace to Facebook. That was what I was dealing with.
Right.
So, it's just very weird. But if you're sitting around and you're thinking about it, it doesn't mean that it's absolutely like Bible, obviously. It doesn't mean that for sure 150 is that magical number. But if you're kind of wondering why things are
it breaks down into groups because you think about it, like I've got the Ferrell's friends.
Yeah.
I've got the fraternity friends. I've got the Doan friends. I've got the Crete High friends.
And those are
the actual, the actual everyday friends.
Right. Those are like the 150. Those are like part of the 150 that are regular friends. The people that you see at weddings or reunions, you don't necessarily see that often, but like you're very cordial. You are like friendly. You're friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can pick up
where you're left off.
Yeah. Good friends are the ones you invite to like your dinner party and stuff like that. And, and whatnot. Right. Not necessarily like an intimate like dinner at your house.
Interesting to get like that, that tangible thing.
It's so weird.
The mathematician of friends. Ugh. So, all right.
If you're ever wondering about
that, that's kind of a cool thing.
I needed to say it.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
So basically what you get out of that, Coriel doesn't think that you're her friend if you're a Facebook friend.
No, okay, I shouldn't.
Just kidding.
I know.
Kidding.
I'm coming such a bozo. Up,
we'll give our friends another chance at free money.
You're our real friends.
Your current word for Kix Cash is gift. Get that on our website at kzkx.com. A new word coming up. And also getting you what everybody's talking about this morning. Let's get you another keyword to win $1,000 today.
Do it.
Just like our friend Jane Bradley did yesterday. So we've had gift and now garlic.
Garlic, G-A-R-L-I-C.
Ooh. The word garlic into our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 today with Kix Cash. Coming up, we'll get you what everybody's talking about, including the reveal of what went down with Tiger and more after Darius. It's Kix.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack Hanna coming to you from my home base here at the Columbus Zoo.
Everybody knows who Jack Hanna is. Growing up, you might have watched him on Tonight Show with Johnny Carson or The Late Show with David Letterman. One of the more popular zoo, the original Jungle Jack.
He's from the Ohio Zoo, is that right?
Yeah,
yes. I believe.
He's the
Columbus
out of the
Zoo and Aquarium.
Good.
Yeah.
Freaking Jack Hanna, man. He's awesome. Awesome person.
He's unfortunately announced his retirement. The family did.
Yeah.
As he is battling dementia.
His daughters, Kathleen, Suzanne, and Julie, revealed the diagnosis that he was recently diagnosed with dementia, and it's believed to be progressed to Alzheimer's. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Jungle Jack, the TV personality / zookeeper, he just can't really, he can't participate in public life as he used to. And that's the quote that the family used. He
was, which stinks because he's 74. He should still have some time to do that stuff. And it stinks because he's such an awesome ambassador for zookeepers, for animals, and just getting little kids fired up and getting into conservation and that kind of stuff.
He spent 42 years as director emeritus of Ohio's Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. So I imagine this is a tough time for definitely him and his family, but you know, everyone else. That's an icon right there.
Do yourself a favor and go on YouTube and just Google up Jungle Jack and David Letterman.
Yeah.
Because he truly did everything he could to make Dave uncomfortable on stage with animals. And it's
okay, so
much fun.
Okay, that's awesome. What I remember. Because I don't remember me specifically seeing a whole lot of Jungle Jack. I recognize his face and I kind of know about him.
Yeah.
I think of when I think of that type of notoriety with zookeeping and animals and stuff. I think Steve Irwin.
Right.
But I know Jungle Jack. I do remember those were so iconic because I remember watching those with David Letterman.
Yeah. Oh man.
Wow. Making
one of the
bells here.
Best and most uncomfortable one is when he puts two armadillos up on Dave's desk, and one of them is Randy for the other, and you
they get
see way
it.
More than you're supposed to see.
It was great comedy.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well,
his Twitter account starts off by saying, "Thanks for joining me in my wildlife." And it's really clever, and he definitely has had an amazing, amazing life. I appreciate him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Two.
Well, the news and detectives have wrapped up their investigation into Tiger Woods' February 23rd crash. And the results aren't particularly good. They have determined that he was driving between 84 and 87 miles an hour when
he
struck a curb.
Like double the posted speed limit.
Yeah, it's like 45 miles an hour. So it does appear like he was late, was running behind, and was speeding.
Yeah, that story matches up.
Resulting in his SUV rolling over.
He hit a curb, apparently, is what caused...
Yeah.
Well, obviously the speed, too, but apparently he, while he was rolling, like double the speed limit, hit the curb.
And
could have been much worse.
So
yeah, he's a lucky ducky to have got out of that with just the horrific leg injuries that he's had. Yeah.
They are saying that he is not being charged in the incident. Apparently, still, since no one actually witnessed him driving in excessive speed, the judge would like to throw the case out of court, according to the sheriff.
Yeah, and some people obviously are like, well, he's getting special treatment, but I mean, what can he do?
They've interviewed him, and he doesn't remember any of it because, I mean, he has had a lot in that rollover. So we'll just let it be, and Tiger's recovering with his family.
I just hope he gets better because I want to see him come back and golf.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't really care about the rest of that stuff.
And speaking of golf,
one.
It is Masters time.
Yes.
You look literally. So we're watching each other on our computers respectively, so we can watch each other while Nick is remotely working. And he literally looks like a child.
I'm so
on
excited.
Christmas morning right now.
These
his hands are
next
in the air.
4 days. If you don't have it, if you are sitting at work, you can't be at home. The Masters has an app. Dang it, everything has an app. Right. The Masters has an app.
But how
and they've
much
got
is
their
it?
Own free. And they got
Yay.
Their own cameras.
Yep.
They have their own cameras set up all over the course. So for this morning, where they're not going to be putting some of it on TV, you can watch it on
what?
The Masters app.
That's cool.
That's yes. very handy.
I want to thank Bill Hooks for getting me into golf a couple years ago because I am a
it's
diehard.
Fun. It's exciting.
Brooks Koepka is a frat bro, and he's my favorite. And he's a bro. He's a dude. My son is watching us on Facebook Live, by
nice.
The way, in the same room as me. It's like Inception. But hey, stop talking. I'm on the radio. But yeah. So, but yeah. So exciting.
So I got if you could Koepka. Pick someone to drink a beer with, it'd be him.
Oh God, yes.
Nice.
When he's hurt and not golfing, he'll tweet out how he's on a boat with his smoking hot fiance. Like, he's just such a bro. I love him so much. He picks fights with people. Like, he's just awesome.
JP, did we mention this already? But who put up that list of food? What was the deal with that?
Oh, that was Dustin Johnson.
Oh yeah,
Dustin Johnson's
oh, their,
awesome.
Their championship dinner, and he had like pigs in a blanket and corn fritters.
And like lobster, I think.
Yes, oh, like
my God, that's
yeah,
so funny.
Like brilliant. Put all that great terrible food.
You know who his girlfriend is, right? Dustin Johnson.
Isn't it Gretzky's kid or something?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky's daughter.
What?
Yeah.
And she's a smoke show.
What in the world?
Yeah, she's like an online influencer and all that stuff.
Yeah, Dustin is currently, according to the Vegas odds, they're saying he's going to be the winner. He's the most bet on. So we'll
Dustin Johnson on his own right, allegedly, battled cocaine addiction and stuff, and he's fought back and become a really just all around
good
golfer,
stories.
Good dude. There's a lot of neat storylines. A couple years ago, we had the one dude who broke his ankle the day before and then walked all whatever it is, 40, however many
he
holes.
He hoofed it the entire thing, which was bonkers. Yeah. So if you get a chance to, check out the Masters. It starts today.
Coming up. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
It was a date with coworkers. And Christina would like another date, but
this can be dicey.
Her coworker isn't responding, so step in with Dan or Dump 'em in 3 minutes. It's Kicks.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kicks 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Before we get started, I do want to send a special shout out because I had a chance to do the be one of the judges at the Mrs. Nebraska pageant over the weekend. And Jane Ninshelzer was the winner.
Okay.
But it was her husband, Clayton, that was there with their two kids and passes by me. He's like, hey, man, listen to Dana Brunup every day.
Yay. So they're probably listening right now.
So shout out to the current Mrs. Nebraska, Jane, and her husband, Clayton. Thanks for listening to Dana Brunup.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys tuning in every day. Christina needs our help getting back in touch with her date. Good morning, Christina.
Hey, good morning.
So you mentioned in your email a little bit about you and Josh. Would you be willing to expand on that for everybody? So how did you guys meet up?
So we met on Zoom for work, actually. Our companies are collaborating on a project.
Okay.
Cool.
And, you know, we had our videos on. And when our meeting was over, he actually sent me a message.
Oh, dang.
And asked me out.
Wow.
Aww. Okay.
That's interesting.
And it was like, you know, very, it was strange, but then again, you know, dating in COVID is strange. And, you know, he was just so good looking. And, you know, he had a great smile and a great voice. And we went out to Chili's.
Oh, beautiful.
And, I love Chili's.
Yeah.
We were there for like over 2 hours. It was like a really fantastic date.
You can legit hang at Chili's for hours on end because they've got their chips and salsa.
Oh, they're so good.
Just hang there all day. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And I, you know, definitely got like a vibe that he was into me. And I, you know, I think at the end I said something like, let's do it again. And he was like, absolutely. But then he never called. He never texted. I've texted him and nothing. And it's, I don't know. I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
It's not adding up to you. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, while you were at Chili's, you didn't just like full dive into singing the commercial. You're like, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. And he's just like, okay. And then you just kept
totally
getting into it.
For Chili's.
So what do you order? Baby back ribs.
Barbara
and like you just went into it.
Sing it right to him. That's funny. Okay. Right. Coriel, any thoughts?
I'm wondering, does the food there not settle well with you? And were you
like
tootie or burpee or maybe he was?
No. Was he in the bathroom a lot while you guys were there?
Like we both went to the bathroom once. But only because it was such a long date.
Right, you guys were there for a while. Yeah, you need to go to the bathroom at some point in time.
Yeah.
So I've been accused of this, and maybe this is what happened. My wife tells me that I eat a disgusting amount of bottomless salsa and chips while I'm at Chili's.
Yeah, was like, he just like mopping five it helpings. Up with chips?
Yeah, were you just like, baby back ribs?
Were you going nuts and that turned him off?
I don't think so. I really hope that's not it.
Hey, I would hope it wasn't.
The sight of a woman eating shouldn't be, like, repulsive.
Exactly.
Should be like, right. You get it, girl.
Yeah.
That's good stuff
right there.
If anything,
you'd fall in love.
Honestly, it makes no sense. Like, okay. I feel like it has to be some external thing that happened, or he's a freak.
There it is. We might have just figured it out.
Nail it on the head.
Like, he might just be a freak.
Josh
might
just the freak. Be
a freak. Yeah, you might have just nailed it, and we don't even have to call him.
Well, we'll still call him because we're curious, and I'm sure you are too. And so we'll give Josh a call for you. We get him on the phone. Best case scenario, we'd be more than willing to work this thing out for you guys and get you guys dinner out on us for a second date.
Awesome. I hope. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
There's always more than one side to the story.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, so get your guesses in on what you think went wrong between Christina and Josh.
Do it on Twitter, KZKX969. GIF form is best because it's just funnier.
Date them or dump them. Yep, get your guesses in. We'll get those coming up, and we'll call Josh next.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
And we're dealing with co-workers, Christina and Josh, and what you think went wrong on their date. Caitlin messaged in, said it was Zoom at first sight, so when they actually met up, he was really short and she was really tall.
Oh.
That's a possibility.
That could be it.
You can get your guess in on Twitter, Facebook, and GIF form.
There's another message, too, that could be possibly the eating habits, like a slurper.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that would be terrible.
The slurper could be a problem.
Yes, spitty GIF.
We'll find out what the issue is.
That wouldn't be annoying at all.
Not even in the slightest. Stop it.
Sorry.
We'll talk with Josh next. Data for Tom in this case.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
If you're just joining us, it's Christina who met Josh on a Zoom meeting for work. Their company's working on a project together, and then after the meeting, he messaged her and asked her out for dinner. A couple hours at Chili's, And she thought things went really well. They Chili's. Were very flirty. They crushed a bunch of chips and salsa. Probably a couple of their margaritas
as
there, too,
should.
Which are solid, too. Or mm-hmm. They've got some good deals on wine, if you're looking for that. Not like I'm trying
I
to
don't
do
think anybody goes to
Chili's
for wine, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Do
oh,
they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do they?
Some of them do, yeah.
JP's oh, like, wow. I do.
Yeah. JP does.
And things went pretty well, and she said, we should do this again. He said, absolutely. Now she's texted him several times and is getting no response whatsoever. So let's find out what the issue is from Josh.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Josh.
Yeah, this is me.
Josh, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Are you guys the ones that do the dating thing?
Yes, we are the ones to do the dating thing.
And I think that is what? Pretty much all we do. I'm 90% sure.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Quite a bit of it.
Okay.
So you probably have an idea that we're calling you for that dating thing.
Yeah,
because you go on a date recently with somebody by the name of Christina?
I do know her. Yeah, we did go out.
Okay, so she's curious, and she got a hold of us, because we do this dating thing called Date 'em or Dump 'em, and she wanted us to reach out to you and see what the issue is and see if we can figure out, maybe it's something small, and we can get you guys another date.
Got it. Okay, so look, me continuing to talk to her is... That's an issue with my employer.
With your employer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, some places have rules, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. So our companies do business together, right? And my company has urged me not to have any further contact with her at this time. And that's all I can say.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's nothing personal. And I really hope to have contact with her again in the near future, but...
Makes contact, with the... extraterrestrial.
Is your company, are you like in a law firm? Are you guys like suing her company?
Due to the situation right now, I just can't continue to talk to her, and I've probably said too much already, and I should just leave it at that.
Is your company,
it's nothing that happened on the day. You work for
Area 51, you can just say it.
No, maybe there's business etiquette.
What if his company polishes stripper poles?
Right.
And she's an exotic dancer and you can't have that relationship.
Really, yeah. So that could be what it is. So they were on a stripper work Zoom?
Is that a thing?
And they met on that? Was it a bouncer?
Sounds right.
Well,
it does sound right, actually.
I sleuthed that. You're right. Way to go.
Let's bring Christina in.
Hey.
Yeah, this is weird and annoying, but I think I know what's happening.
Okay.
Okay. Well, can
please
you
tell
fill
us
in,
yeah, we,
or?
We're like absolutely clueless on what's going on.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting fired.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Yeah, they're downsizing. They've been downsizing. It's, COVID.
Oh, wait, what? No.
I was lucky last year. I kept my job, but they've, just continued letting people go, and I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
Josh, is that, do you have the knowledge of,
can you confirm,
Christina, this is what's going on with her?
Hey, Christina, I wish I could talk more, but I really can't. I've probably already said too much. I just can't continue this conversation, and I'm really, really sorry.
Wow.
No one will call you when the time is right.
I better stop. Yeah.
So you will call when the time is right, you said.
Yeah, I'd love to keep talking. It's just not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Coriel.
Okay.
Yeah, Husker Nick.
No one has disputed our exotic dancer theory.
Yeah, nobody has.
Nobody has
actually
even approached it. So
Christina, are you an exotic dancer or work for an exotic dancing place?
No, but
okay,
I might need to be.
Oh, wow.
if those places are,
JP, you're treating this like it's a first date.
That might be my new career.
Dang. I hope that's not the issue.
I don't know what to...
Hopefully you're about to get a big raise.
Yeah.
And he just...
Or maybe his company's purchasing your company. That might be a possibility, too.
I wish he could say something.
And I can hear it in his voice. I know what it is. Like, I was on the other end of this with several people.
Oh, wow.
Maybe he works for the Publishers Clearinghouse and he knows you're about to win. And he just can't tell you.
Yeah,
you get that
something really good's about to happen to you, and they don't. They think he's gonna let it slip. He's gonna spill the beans about all the good news coming your way.
That's what we'll be hopeful of.
Yeah.
Correll's really trying to be hopeful
crossed.
For you.
I wish I could say more. Again, it's just I can't confirm or deny anything. I just.
Okay. He's a steel trap. I need to give you my secrets.
You know, Josh, you can just go. You know, you can just. I'm not sad anymore. That's great that you're gonna call, but you know what, like I don't really give a
all right,
there it is.
God. So I get it. I just
Josh. Hey, Josh.
She's leaving.
Thank you, Josh, for being on the call with us.
Called her ma'am,
Christina. We're sorry, and we hope it's nothing as severe as you losing your job. But we appreciate you,
Lordy.
Yeah, good luck with it. Hopefully, it all works out, lady.
Okay.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Wow.
I have a feeling we're going to get people tweeting in about how she acted at the end there. She just realized she was getting let go of her job.
Yeah.
And I don't think she actually meant like what she was saying to that guy.
I
think it just, he was the messenger in this instance and she killed him.
I'm surprised that she didn't just like straight up just hang up.
Yeah, I was too.
I mean, and it's not like he's did anything wrong. It's his job. He's with a firm that works with that kind of stuff.
Everyone's going to react differently. But I mean, I guess I wouldn't.
Wow.
I wouldn't probably be all rainbows and sunshine had I figured things
out. Okay. But the fact that he was kind of, it's like, hey, no, I'll try to get a hold of you after it's all said and done. It's like, okay, so that's not cool.
Okay.
What should he have said?
He said, hey, I'm sorry. And just leave it at that. He didn't need to go like, hey, maybe we could hook up after you get fired. Well, kind of had that feel to it a little bit.
Yeah.
I just think
he was like, you know, again,
awkward for him.
For
too.
Him, it's not.
Yeah,
it's nothing personal. Like he has a job to do, you know.
All right. Well,
there's nothing he could do about that.
First ever firing on the show.
I like want to know if it pans out, but I also don't want to know at the same time.
Right.
Because that was so awkward.
We're here for you for whatever situation you're in.
Yikes.
Including Datum or Dump'em. Every Thursday, it's Kicks 96.9.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kicks 96.9.
I don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Kids say and do the darndest things. This came out in our conversation earlier this week about an age in which you'd like to go back to. Like if you had a chance to go back in time and re-experience an age.
And just and dwell in that life for a little bit.
And live there, what the perfect age would be. A lot of people said like 25 or 30.
Yeah. And a few younger ones.
Yeah, some of them said
like a 19, 18. Things like that.
And it was actually one of your listeners from when you were on Nebraska Nights Live.
Yeah, Jay.
Who checked in with us and was telling us about the age he'd like to go back to. It was like 18. But then he inadvertently gave us another great conversation about the dumb things you did as a kid.
Yeah.
You want to know one stupid thing I've done?
Yes.
When I was a little kid?
Sure.
I drank gas.
What?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Then I go to the Osco. No, not Shopco.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And I threw up on the counter.
Oh, no. Jay.
So as a kid... Jay drank gasoline and puked at the Shopko.
I said, what's the dumb thing you did as a kid? Not a deadly, dangerous thing.
All kids do dumb stuff. I'm nervous as I'm watching my kids grow up.
Yeah.
Because I know they're my kids, so they're going to do dumb things. We had one of those those lights in your front yard. Down in Kansas City, all the front yards had these like lamps on a pole that had a light on it in your front yard.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And there was a little hook that hung off it. Well, idiot tiny little like 6-year-old Nick decided to take his big wheel over, stand on the top of it, put his hood onto the hook, and then kick the big wheel out of the way because I could fly like Superman. Or wow. I remember dangling there hanging myself. Luckily, my mom looked out the window and saw her 6-year-old kicking because he's hung himself.
Dangling.
Like, I hung myself.
I know.
And it was the dumbest thing. Oh, but in my brain, God. I was like, superhero. Like, it was so stupid. Looking back, I was like, what am I thinking?
So,
but I was six.
I listened to this crime podcast, and I just have to share this real fast. Young kid decided to talk about the dumb thing that they did as a child. When they were young, they were standing on a chair in the kitchen with one of those, like, 4th of July, those little 4th of July flags on, like, the wooden stick, mm-hmm. you know? They're waving it around, and then they started, like, chewing on it or something. They, like, put it in their mouth. And they're like, look, I'm flying the flag with my mouth. But of course, they're standing on a chair on the linoleum on the kitchen floor. So they fell and the flag got lodged in the top of their mouth.
Yeah.
And they had to go to the hospital and have it removed. And then the mom was like, hey, you got to get down. You're gonna choke on that or something's going to happen. Like, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, no.
Not very patriotic, is it? God. Kids can do crazy stuff.
My daughter, when she was little, decided she liked to play with and eat foam.
Oh, God.
And then she'd also take pieces of foam and then shove it in her ear or up her nose.
No!
She shoved it up her nose one time, and we're in the emergency room that waiting for the doctor to come and help get it out. And she goes, Hah! And sneezed it right out. The doctor walked in. She sneezed it out. I'm like thinking to myself, well, there's a couple grand right there. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just dumb things you
Pleased
did as
to
a
have
kid.
You.
So we're gonna post it on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. And then you can also get a hold of us. You need to stay anonymous because maybe you don't want everybody to know how dumb you really were.
If you are very embarrassed, you can stay anonymous. Just message us.
You can direct message us, and then we'll bring it back tomorrow. The dumb things you did as a kid. We already got one. Let me see. Here it is.
I text my mother. So
to find
I
some should more have about you.
A lot of dumb stuff to tell you about tomorrow.
Maddie says, my shiny moment when I was like 4, I decided to cut some holes in the floaties, like you get at a pool, the noodles, put them on her feet and jump in the pool thinking she could walk on water. She almost drowned.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you're just upside down.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've done dumb stuff like that, too.
So bring on the dumb.
Bring on the dumb.
Next, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Yeah, so we'll get it up on Facebook, Twitter, KX969, so you can tell us about the dumb things you did as a kid, and we can all have a good laugh at that. By the way, we'll get you more free money with Kix Cash. Your word this hour is garlic. And also, in a few minutes, give you a chance to play and win your way to Salt Creek Summer Jam with JP Mix's Cash. Coriel, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, giving you more free money with our Kix Cash keywords. We've had gift. Garlic. And now the S word.
Huh?
Snow.
Oh, S-N-O-W.
Hopefully we don't get into that.
No. Don't even say it.
Snow is the word for this hour. Put it on our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 in minutes. We'll see who will come out on top, and you get to pick a team, Husker Nick or Coriel to play. JP makes us guess. Time once again to get players for JP makes us guess.
Ooh.
Currently, yeah. Coriel's got the 20-19 lead over Husker Nick.
Mm.
And we want you to win your way to the Salt Creek Summer Jam coming up in August with Sam Riggs, James Lee Band, Shooter Jacks, Luke Mills, all going to be out there. And a benefit for the community center there in honor of Jamie Bauman, which is so much fun. Mm-hmm.
It is. It is a blast. Like I said last year, it was the first year last year, and it looked like the scene from a movie,
the way it
was set up. I'm not kidding. It was so cool.
So cool.
So if you'd like to be a part of that and win your way to that party outdoors concert-wise, 466-9696. One of you to join Coriel's team. One of you to join Husker Nick's team and play JP Makes His Guess in 2 minutes. So 466-9696. Jump in and play and win.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's time once again to play JP Max's Gas to win valuable prizes. Tickets to the Salt Creek Summer Jam on the line. And joining us today on Team Coriel is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You are confident in picking Coryell as your teammate.
Yes.
Yes, you should be.
She should be. Coryell's winning.
She's up only by 1 point, though.
Yeah, well, hey, she came back from like nine down or something.
Let her have it. All right, and going against Coryell and Ashley is Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, we're doing good. Hopefully, we can give you guys a chance to win your way to the Salt Creek Summer Jam. And today's topic is beer.
Okay.
Yesterday was National Beer Day.
Okay.
And the USA Today has put out their list of the best beer brands in America.
Top 10 beer brands?
Yep, that's
now,
what we're looking for.
Now, is this west of the Mason-Dixon line on a Tuesday?
See, these are the most popular. Funny because I always have to ask questions just so I can wrap my brain around it. But,
do they sell them in Kmarts?
These are the most popular beer brands in America. Like, the ones that we drink the most.
I wish
technology when you say we, do you mean Coryell or do you mean... I mean,
you guys, Americans in general.
Being Americans. 2021, don't you think you have a way to punch someone else through a camera on a laptop? You think it would have advanced by now, but... Guess not.
But no, you can't.
No, it's okay.
So, all right, since...
Love you, Coryell.
You can watch on the Kix Morning Show page, by the way.
Yeah, play along with us on Facebook Live there. So we're going to go back and forth between the two teams on the best beer brands, the most popular beer brands in the U.S. that we drink.
All right.
So we'll start with the ladies first, Ashley and Coryell.
Ashley, what you got?
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Or Budweiser is the brand.
Yeah. Which one do you want to go with?
Yeah, it's probably both. There's one separate.
We'll go Bud Light.
Got to go Bud Light? Bud Light's the number one answer.
Yeah. Oh.
Should be Bush. Light.
Well,
I'm just telling you what it
lattes.
Is. We go to Rob and Husker
Good job,
Nick.
Ashley.
The most popular beer brands that we drink.
Gotta go with Busch Light.
Yeah, Busch Light. Too.
Busch Light.
Number five, I'm guessing.
Number nine.
Oh my God! A lot of snooty people involved in this list.
Busch Light.
These people don't listen to our station.
At number nine.
The latte. What do you mean it's number nine? I'm happy it's on the list, though. Good job, guys.
Okay. Back to Ashley and Coryell, the most popular drank beer brands in America.
Okay. I do have one. Ashley, what's on your brain? What do you think?
I've got a couple.
Think widely popular.
Right. So we could go with Blue Mountains and do some Coors Light?
You know, yeah. We'll do Coors Light.
Coors Light. The Silver Bullet and the Blue Mountains,
Ashley.
Number two.
Wow, you guys got number
list.
One and number two.
Number one and number two for the ladies.
Ashley got it. I didn't. Heck yeah.
Whoa.
Back to Husker Nick and Rob, the most popular drank beer
brands. Do you
want to
go with Diesel? Bud Diesel?
Yeah, I think that's got to be one.
All right, let's go Budweiser.
Number four.
Bud
Back
Diesel.
To the girls.
I love it.
Unleaded, leaded, and then Diesel.
Okay. Oh man, this is kind of a. Do you have an idea, Ashley? I have one, but it's a little bit of a stretch, but I think it would count.
Oh, go for it.
Go for it.
What about Corona?
Going to go with Corona?
Yeah. Okay.
It should be on there.
Yes. Show me Corona.
Yes. Oh yes, thank God. You can't pause like that and have that blank stare, JP.
I was waiting for Ashley to confirm that she liked your answer.
Man.
I'm not going to give anything away.
Nervous.
Corona came in at number six, by the way.
Okay.
Back to Husker Nick and Robert. We're talking about the most popular beer brands that we all drank.
One in my back pocket that I think is not as, it won't be on top of mind for them, so I want to save that.
Okay.
Do you think Miller Lite?
I think Miller Lite's a good one. I got one in my back pocket, too, but I think that's a good one.
You want to go with that? With Miller Lite? How you feeling? Or we can go with yours, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to save mine because mine's a stretch, I think.
Okay.
So go with Miller Lite?
Yeah.
Miller Lite's in at number three.
Oh,
which is crazy
gosh.
that is so high because I can't remember the last time I watched someone drink a Miller Lite.
Like walk into a bar and be like, hey,
I'd like a Miller Lite. They'd be
our
like,
boss,
what?
Rob. He drinks a Miller
Lite. You'd hear Lite, a skirt.
Right, back to Coryell and Ashley.
Ooh.
What do you got?
Ashley, I've got one. Man, do you have one?
I think, did JP just give you the hint?
No. What?
Okay.
Sorry, Ashley, what do you have?
Nope. How about Heineken?
Oh, Heineken?
Do you want to touch my Heineken?
We want to touch my Heineken. Yeah, let's go Heineken.
Show me Heineken.
Oh,
not
dang.
Not in the
guess.
Top 10.
That good is a guess. Good guess.
All right, so if we get this, we win.
Yes, Heineken came in at number 11, by the way.
All right,
so
let's talk this out loud here, my friend. What is your back answer. Pocket guess?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's got to be for all those people that are watching their fingers, which is not me.
No.
One of the Michelob.
Ah!
Yeah, like Michelob Ultra.
Dang it, that was
Michelob
mine.
Michelob Ultra or Michelob Light.
Okay, I think.
I don't know which one.
I like
for
the Michelob Ultra guess. I have the one I was going to say was Yingling, because that's like the most popular,
ooh,
like by a long shot,
yeah, Yingling
craft beer, but it's all on the East Coast. I like your Mick Ultra. They're on commercials all the time. I think it's a great idea.
All right.
Mick Ultra.
Go, yeah. Mick Ultra for the win.
Yeah.
Got it.
Was Yingling on there?
Mick Ultra came in at number 5.
Wow, good
nice,
job.
Nice.
So here's
nice.
Your top 10.
Yeah, fill in the blanks.
Busch at 10. You guys got Busch Light. Natty Light at 8.
What?
Yeah, Natty Light. Love the Dirty 30.
Modelo came in at 7.
Modelo.
Corona at 6. Mick Ultra at 5. Bud Heavy at 4. Miller Light. Coors Light, Bud Light,
wow.
Your top 10
wow.
Most
hey.
Popular beer brands in America.
We did all right collectively
guys,
as
yeah,
a team.
Very well.
Ashley and Rob, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Ashley, keep thank trying you. To play. We got plenty of tickets to give yes. away. Rob, congrats. You are going to come join us at the Salt Creek Summer Jam, sir.
Sweet.
And that's JP Makes This Guy.
Well, here's
what's
thirsty.
Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
If you didn't get a chance to celebrate National Beer Day, you might as well do it today. There's no reason
no
you
kidding.
Can't. Coming up, we'll get the nitty gritty with new music for you and a datum or dump them.
It ain't my
morning, Coriel, JP, Coriel, and more free money. We've had gift, garlic, snow, and now summer.
S-U-M-M-E-R. We're so pumped for summer, and I want a nice summer thunderstorm.
So put the word summer into our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000. Coming up, we'll get you what's trending, some things you should not eat, and more.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Although, maybe not as yummy, maybe it's more...
Ew.
Yucky. Yeah, you got that yucky, yucky. Ugh.
I don't even know how he got into bread can.
I don't know.
Canned bread. In a can. Can and a bread. Can
no.
Of bread.
Canned
can
bread.
Can like, I'm just
bread.
Thrown by this.
So canned bread, I still think is the strangest thing. I don't
how did
understand.
You even stumble upon
I
bread
don't remember.
In a can?
It showed up, I think, maybe on Twitter, and somebody was like, can we talk about how this actually exists or something like that? Because it literally looks like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can find it on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. But picture a can of like beef Alpo dog food or something, okay? And you undo the can lid, and then you just flop it, turn it over onto like a platter. And then it's just, it comes out in the shape of the can. It's got the rings of the can
does
indented
it,
around it. It looks...
is it like liquidy or is it solid? Because
no.
Like everything you have in like, say cranberries. Like the best cranberry sauce for like Thanksgiving has
right.
always been like the in the can. You just...
Okay,
it pops
well,
out
part
on the,
of the reason... Ew, that sound that you did was really good. That was really good.
Okay.
But yes and no. So it basically, what I don't trust about it is... the fact that it comes out like that, but it's like, it's not gelatinous or whatever.
Okay.
It's not gelatiny like the.
Yeah, the photo looks like it's just little, it's a little mushy, but not like terribly mushy.
I guess it's actually supposed to be quote unquote fresh
actually,
bread, and it's literally just canned.
I kind of want to eat the raisin bread.
No, ew. I don't get it. It looks like a can of Boston baked beans, but it's bread.
I don't know.
That shouldn't be trusted, I don't think.
I'd
just
take a bite of that.
Eat it doesn't mean that you
I would
should.
Take a bite of that.
I bet you would. That, Wendy commented and yeah. said, hey, I grew up on Boston brown bread.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know that people
Wendy.
Actually ate it, but I guess you did.
That's outstanding.
So Melissa says about things that are edible, but you just do not trust.
Right.
Melissa says milk that you don't have to refrigerate.
Oh, yeah, that's really weird.
Yes.
No, you've got to refrigerate that.
Says spam. Boiled okra, says Manuel.
Oh, speaking of that, I still remember, and I love Walmart. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But I remember going down an aisle looking for something food-wise, and there was this tube, a tall tube, coming about the size of like a paper towel roll. And in it were oysters.
No, see, I know like, exactly what you're talking about. I'm sorry. That.
No, that is considered a fish item.
Ew.
That should be... like, kept cold.
Well, a lot of canned things freak people out. Like I said, Jenny said Spam, but Maggie said canned, like, chicken, ground beef, like, any of that stuff. Jeremy says canned whole chicken. I know there's, like, canned, like, whole potatoes that I've seen that just kind of freak me out.
Okay.
But Carol and Donnie, I'm surprised. They actually, just because it's edible and they do not trust it, they're not fans of hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's Fairbury brand, not sure why, says Donnie.
Donnie's in for the Fairbury
Pickled brand. Eggs is on this. Nicholas says, how about chitterlings?
What's a chitterling?
What is a chitterling? I almost feel like that's a dirty word. Like, I shouldn't be saying that.
Right, what's a chitterling?
Well, don't worry, I'm Googling.
You can put up yours on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page for your chance to win.
Oh, my God!
What's a chitterling?
Chitterlings are a culinary dish usually made from the large intestines of a hog.
Oh, wow.
Although the intestines of cattle and other animals are sometimes used, and it doesn't even look appetizing. I can't. I'm sorry. Oh, this looks, I don't like it.
Is that where chitlins come from?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
No,
I'm very
be.
Curious now. All right.
We'll look it up.
So if you have more information on chitlins,
I'm sorry
thank
for
you, Nicholas.
Like that.
That grossed you out.
That hit me.
You can put up what, like you could technically eat, but you don't trust for a chance to win Salt Creek Summer Jam.
Yeah, chitlins or chitterlings.
Okay.
Chitlins.
Uh-uh.
I'm sorry.
Go to the Kix Morning Show page and put up yours and check out the canned bread.
I am shocked.
I need to go look for that and open it up and just try
it. I never realized that's what that was.
Get yours. Kix Morning Show page.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
Kix 96.9.
Well, we have the whole thing planned out.
Oh my God! It's a surprise! And there's a plan! She doesn't know it!
Sue, are you alright?
Yes! Oh God, I just love surprises. I'm so freaking effing excited.
Okay. I love it.
While there are some people who love a good surprise, not everyone is a fan.
Ooh. I'm not a huge fan of surprises either.
But whether you're a fan of surprises may depend on whether that is a good surprise or not a good surprise. And the survey that was done recently that says unexpected money is a surprise a lot of people like.
Yes, thumbs like, up. You're going through, nice.
You're going through your pants and like, wait, there's a 50 in here.
I like to purposefully set myself up to discover surprise money.
Surprise money is a good thing.
Yeah, I squirrel away coins like in my dresser drawer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like dollar bills here and there, I'll just put it in and forget about it, and then I'll find it and be like, oh, that's right. That's
right, I got a cool. 20 in
I'll
here.
Put them in my car too. It's nice.
Surprise refund money, like that kind of financial surprise is good, like that.
Yeah.
Surprise parties sometimes are the best surprises.
See, those are good surprises.
Surprise visitors, like family or friends.
I can deal with that.
An engagement surprise.
Sure.
Pregnancy surprises in the top five.
Okay. That's a good one.
And then the absolute worst surprises, like according to 57% of people, it said a bill being higher than you thought it would be.
Yeah, that's not a good surprise. I just had one of those.
Like owing money on your taxes or a late fee on a credit card.
That was a surprise for the first time ever a couple of years ago.
That's right.
I was like, oh, what?
I'm paying you guys?
Wait, what is this?
A child breaking something.
Surprise! The TV doesn't function anymore, Mom.
A surprise accident by a pet in the house.
That too, or a surprise car accident like mine in November. Yeah,
so there are some good surprises, some bad surprises.
I don't like the surprises that I don't like are when it's more or less just a scaring, if anything.
Oh, like jumping
like
out
when
of
I'm going down the stairs and I fully anticipate Jackson to still be on the couch playing Call of Duty, but like surprise, he's like now
he's
leaving
like right
the kitchen and he's in my face and I think he's an intruder.
I know you're a little jumpy, but our midday girl Meg is even more jumpy.
She?
Oh, you walk by the window, and she's like, "Burr!"
You should not have told me this.
Oh, I cannot wait for you to get her on video.
Oh, man, I'm going to get punched in the face, but it'll be worth it.
It'll totally be worth it. Just remember, like, it's her left shoulder that's bad
right now.
So stay on the left side.
Yeah.
If you're
hey,
gonna do it.
There you go.
So there.
So, look at you looking out.
Our one big thing is stuff the bus.
Stuff that bus. To benefit Friendship Home of Lincoln. It's so fun when you can when you can physically stuff the bus.
Oh, yeah.
It's just really cool to be able to do that. But, of course, in an abundance of caution, one of our favorite phrases of all time now.
Especially this last year.
During a pandemic. It's a virtual stuff the bus. And I do remember this going virtual last year because the pandemic was very, very new. And I remember sitting in the station here or in the studio room. And I actually stuffed the bus virtually myself while I was just like at work because I had a little bit of free time.
Doing your show.
It was really quick and easy, and they break it down for you very, very
succinctly. Yeah,
like very, very simple. I mean, it literally says like, "Oh, this item $3," and you just change the quantity. So it's
so simple.
Yeah, you don't even have to hunt and pick like you do in person. You just change the quantity and pay for it, and bada boom, bada bing. So Stuff the Bus is virtual at KZKX.com, benefiting the Friendship Home of Lincoln. It helps women and children escape dangerous situations, honestly. And we would love to help end domestic violence and help those women and children that sometimes go in there with just the clothes on their backs. So check it out, KZKX.com.
Do it. And also while you're there, you might as well just check out our show. The podcast will be up.
Yeah.
Including Date Number Dump Them in a Very Awkward Situation.
It's awkward.
We're still getting offers though from some really nice people.
Yeah, online. Did you see John's tweet?
No, I missed it.
Van Beek?
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, he says he works for Hy-Vee and they're always looking for Hy-Vee management positions.
Okay.
So he's like, seriously, connect me because we can figure it out.
We appreciate you.
Yeah,
John.
Nebraska, awesome.
We'll reach out. Well, you'll hear it in the podcast if you missed it. You can always catch JP Makes's Guess and more. Tomorrow we'll be back with a free fun Friday with Out of Context Contest for more Salt Creek Summer Jam tickets. A redneck review, Jungle John will swing by. It'll be a great day. Have a great rest of this day and collect that money. Summer is your word for Kicks Cash for this hour at KZKX.com.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Country mornings are the best.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning.